Hello.
Hey, good evening. This is Joseph with National Opinion Research Survey. I'm conducting an opinion survey. We'd like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community as well as the nation. Can you help me with this real quick?
Sure.
Okay, wonderful. And spare me one moment. And are you in a place where you can safely talk safely and openly on your phone? I know we're calling you on your cell phone. I just want to make this as quick as possible. We really appreciate your time. Okay, great. And does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Okay. Are you 18 years or older and registered to vote?
Yes.
Okay. And I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you'll vote in the 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote? Probably. Chances
definitely.
50-50? Definitely. Okay. And what is your age, if you mind me asking?
55.
Okay. Just to make sure we're representing everybody, may I please ask you for your race? White, Caucasian, Black, African American, Hispanic, Latino, Asian, Native American?
Hispanic.
Okay. And thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Satisfied.
Okay. And I'd like to rate your feelings towards about people, organizations, ideas using the scale from 0 to 100. 100, on which 100 means very warm, favorable. 0 means very cold, unfavorable. And 50 means not particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion, never heard of him, just let me know. Joe Biden.
1 through 100? 90.
Yeah. Okay. Public charter schools.
60.
Okay. Critical race theory, or CRT.
Twenty.
Okay. Black Lives Matter, or BLM.
20.
Okay. Public school teachers.
80.
Okay. The American Federation of Teachers, or AFT.
70.
Okay. Public schools.
80.
Okay. Your local school board.
70.
Okay. Donald Trump.
0.
Okay. And generally speaking, how do you rate the quality of public schools in the U.S.? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Good.
Okay. And would you say that public schools in your neighborhood are getting better, staying the same, or growing worse?
Staying the same.
Okay. And how important do you think is it for public schools to prepare students for each of the following? Please rate the following topics from 0 to 10. 10 meaning very important for public schools to prepare students. 5 meaning somewhat important for public schools to prepare students. 0 meaning not at all. Important for public schools to prepare students regarding this topic. First topic is become more organized and have structure from 0 to 10. How important is that?
7.
Okay. Our responsibility and democracy, the importance of civic engagement and voting.
10.
10? Okay. Embrace American values and be a proud American citizen.
8.
Okay. Help America compete, beat other countries, and future tech and global job market.
10.
Okay. Provide basic life skills like handling finance and budgeting.
10.
Okay. Truthfully understand all the American history, the good and the bad.
10.
Okay. And what would you say that your state spends not enough, too much, or just about a right amount on public school, on public education?
Not enough.
Not enough. Okay. And have you attended a local public school board meeting in the last 2 years?
No.
Okay. And How much have you heard, seen, or read about critical race theory, or CRT? A lot, a little, nothing at all?
A little.
Okay.
Well,
and,
in the middle of a little.
In the middle.
Well, okay. Yeah, no, not a lot, but not a little. It's like right in the middle. Just enough,
yeah, like,
I guess. I don't know.
Just enough, okay. All right, no worries. Well, have you heard critical race theory, or CRT, is not not actually taught in K-12 public schools, is being banned by some lawmakers. Some say that banning CRT is simply playing politics with education. Would you agree or disagree that CRT bans are mainly about politics?
Repeat that again. I'm not quite sure. Say it again, please.
Oh, mm-hmm. Okay, sure. As you may have heard, critical race theory, or CRT, which is not actually taught in K-12 public schools, is being banned by some lawmakers. Some say that banning CRT is simply playing politics with education. Would you agree or disagree with that? With that, CRT bans are mainly about politics?
No.
You somewhat disagree or strongly disagree?
Somewhat disagree.
Somewhat, okay. And how much have you heard, seen, or read about attempts to remove or ban books that discuss sensitive topics from public schools? A lot, a little, nothing at all?
A lot.
Okay. Please tell me whether you agree or disagree with the following statements. Public school students should not learn about the history of racism and slavery in the United States because it might make some students feel guilty or uncomfortable. You agree or disagree?
Disagree.
Somewhat strongly?
Strongly.
Okay. Teachers are professionals who can be trusted to decide what information to teach children. Individual parents shouldn't be able to dictate a school's curriculum.
Strongly agree.
Okay. Teaching critical thinking skills requires that teachers challenge students with alternative points of view, even those who aren't popular and might take some uncomfortable.
Say it again, please.
Yeah, teaching critical thinking skills requires that teachers challenge students with alternative points of view, even those who aren't popular and might make some uncomfortable.
Agree. Strongly agree.
Okay. Strongly. Okay. Now I'm going to read a list of...
That's my cat's crying.
Okay. I'm going to read a list of ideas that some would say help improve the quality of public schools. For each, tell me whever you strongly support, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose. So adding an authentic studies unit to the K-12 public schools curriculum, you strongly support, somewhat oppose, strongly oppose?
Strongly support.
Okay. Increasing discipline in schools?
Somewhat support.
Somewhat, okay. Protecting educators' right to free speech and fighting back against efforts to ban teaching about race, gender, and sexuality?
Strongly agree.
Okay.
I guess.
Okay.
Yeah.
Giving parents the power to veto curriculum decisions in their school.
Strongly disagree.
Okay. Strongly oppose. Making it easier for parents to challenge books in school and their libraries they see as pornographic or books that they believe they deal improperly with racial issues.
Strongly oppose.
Okay. Now, some of the U.S. cities have approved the new Black Studies curriculum from K-12 public schools. The new Black Studies curriculum teaches children about early African civilizations, the Black experience in America, and contributions and accomplishments of African Americans. Knowing this, do you support or oppose the decision to make a Black Studies unit to the K-12 public schools curriculum?
Support.
Strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat support.
Okay. I want to read some arguments that others might take, mothers might make about education in America. Please rate the scale from 0 to 10. 10 meaning a very convincing argument, 5 somewhat convincing, 0 not convincing at all argument. You can use the scale from 0 to 10. First argument says, history teachers have a responsibility to ensure that lessons reflect accurate history of the nation and the world we live in. So when radical politicians and parents attempt to whitewash history and remove the parts that are too dangerous or unpleasant, we must fight back. These attempts to rewrite history are not only diminish the injustice but all experienced by generations of Americans, but also prevent educators from challenging our students to achieve a more just future.
Strong support.
It was a 0 to 10, 10 very convincing. What would you rate it?
10, very convincing.
Okay. Next one says, last year, the American Liberty Association reported that attempts to censor or ban books reached an all-time high in 2023 is likely to break the record again. Most of the books targeted included LGBTQ characters of color, and discuss themes like racism. We know from history that the role of trying starts with censorship and book banning. We must oppose the deeply undemocratic and anti-American push to censor books. Convincing or very convincing or somewhat?
Okay, what they're saying is that they want to censor books or they do not?
They're trying to ban them.
Well, I don't support that, so what would that be?
I don't support the argument,
so not convincing at all. Zero.
Okay. Those who fear that kids are being indoctrinated with lessons about race and gender in school are missing the whole point of education. Education isn't just memorizing math equations or learning how to spell. It's also engaging critically with life's most difficult questions. If children don't have these conversations in school, how can you expect them to think for themselves and form opinions as adults? Schools are the perfect place to have conversations about challenging topics, and teachers should know how to lead these discussions in a respectful, unbiased, and age-appropriate way.
10.
10, okay. Now, during the course of the survey, people's opinions changed. Once again, please tell me whether you agree or disagree with the following statements. Teaching critical thinking skills requires a teacher challenge students with alternative points of view, even those who are unpopular and might take some uncomfortable. I strongly agree, somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, or
strongly disagree.
Okay. And teachers are professionals who can be trusted and decide what information to teach children. Individual parents shouldn't be able to dictate school's curriculum.
Strongly agree.
Okay. Now, switching gears a little bit, the last few questions are statistical purposes only. What was the last year of schooling you completed? Was it 1 through 11th grade, high school graduate, some college vocational, college graduate, bachelor's, postgraduate?
Some college.
Okay. Which of the following best describes your work situation? Are you employed, retired, disabled, unemployed, a student, a homemaker?
Retired.
Okay. Are you married, unmarried, living with partners, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
Widowed.
Okay. Regardless how you previously voted, do you think yourself as a Democrat, Republican, Independent, or something else?
I guess Democrat.
Okay. Would you say strong Democrat, not so strong?
Not so strong.
Okay. Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No.
Okay. And although you don't have any children under the age of 18 living in your household, do you have a child who attended a public school in the last 10 years?
Yes.
Okay. And spare one moment. And do you have a child who attended charter school, private school, or home school in the last 10 years?
Yes.
Okay. Thinking about your approach on political issues, do you describe yourself as very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, very conservative?
Moderate.
Okay. And how often do you attend church or religious service? Twice a week or more? Every week? Once or twice a month? Several times a year? Hardly ever or never?
Hardly ever.
Okay. And for each of the following descriptions I read, please tell me if this applies to you personally or to someone in your household. Is a born-again evangelical or fundamentalist Christian? Does it apply to you or someone in your household, or does it not apply?
Does not apply.
Okay. Is an educator, such as a teacher, professor, or class aide?
If someone in my whole household is a teacher?
Yeah, you personally or someone in your household, or does it apply? Okay.
Yes, it applies. Okay.
All right. And how would you describe the area you live? Urban, suburban, rural?
Suburban.
Okay. All right. This concludes this Thursday.
Yeah.
We're done. Okay. I'm sorry. You're about to tell me something.
No. I just were like, what is urban? More like city?
Yeah. Urban is like, you know, like one of like the main cities, and then you have like, you know, those are urban and suburbans are like.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I'm suburban.
Yeah. I'm suburban. Yeah, that's all it is. But thank you so much for your help, and I really appreciate that.
Oh, you're welcome. That was actually kind of interesting. I like that.
I like when people, I talk to people and they, you know, they actually get into the questions. You're like, okay, you know.
I just hope I answered them right, because it was a little confusing. I just hope I answered it right.
Oh, there's no right or wrong. That's all your, well, this, you know, your but, opinion, so.
You know, like with all the, you know, the book burning and stuff, you know, I do not agree with that, or banning books, and, you know, so I just hope I did it right. But thank you for calling. That was interesting.
Definitely. Well, thank you so much for your help, and have a great evening. Take care of yourself,
sure.
Okay?
Thank you. You too. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.